Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Awakener Podcast. It's good to be with you today. Shit is about to hit the fan. I don't mean to take it lightly, but all roads lead to fascism. And we're going to dive right in. I'm going to explain exactly what's going on. So I made a prediction a few years ago about James Comey. I said James Comey was part of this operation to basically, not what it appears to be, it was actually to scuttle Hillary's presidency for a specific reason. Now, if you flash back and you remember, James Comey actually cleared Hillary Clinton from all her email scandals and whatever was happening. The reason things are happening the way they are, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to go all the way back to my prediction, is because James Comey could not charge Hillary Clinton for anything that had to do with their email server or anything that was going on. The reason why, Joe Biden and obviously Obama were blackmailing her, number one. Joe Biden is Russian mafia. He was working in Ukraine, and the Ukrainians work for the Russians. It's all a giant front. And Barack Obama was a Soviet plant put in by George Soros. And all these people that think that this is all about a greater Israel, that this is all about Israel supremacy all across the world, actually don't understand George Soros or any of these specific Jews. And they're causing the rise of Nazism around the world because they don't understand anything. This is the communists and George Soros are working together. George Soros is a Nazi collaborator. Sure, he might be a Jew, but realistically what he is doing, if he's working for the communists, he is working to hand over Israel to the Islamists and the communists. And all this kind of negative publicity that's going on about Jews right now and Nazis is blaming Israel for everything. So realistically, you're either going to be part of this U.S. military movement to undo all the evil in the Western world and a crusader, you're going to be pro-Israel, or you're going to be a communist or a Nazi. And that's where it all goes, ladies and gentlemen. But interestingly enough, like I predicted before, James Comey could not charge Hillary Clinton for her crimes. So in order to be able to tell people the truth, everything that's happening, ladies and gentlemen, is a giant counterintelligence operation. You should actually go back, everybody, and listen to James Comey's testimonies where he actually talks about what a counterintelligence operation is and what really was happening with Trump. Now, number one, Trump obviously was not a target, as he clearly said in his things. And nobody ever asked him if Hillary was under a counterintelligence investigation, because if anybody kind of asked that question, you would get the Awakener Podcast, which explains everything I've told you from the beginning. Hillary was already covertly kind of indicted. She was cut a deal. The same thing goes for Joe Biden and Joe Biden's auto pen. And you can see actually what Trump posted, all these pictures of presidents, they're all on the same level until what happens? Well, Bill Clinton gets in. What happened with Bill Clinton? North Korea got its nuclear program. Possibly 9/11 was set up with America's enemies. And then it was pinned on Bush. And you see Bush is another level higher. And then you see Obama was a level higher than Bush. And then you see that Trump is higher than Obama. And Otto Penn, Biden, was higher than Trump. So all of this really relates to this giant counterintelligence operation that was happening and has been happening for quite some time. Now, if we go back and we analyze James Comey and kind of his clearing of Hillary Clinton, it's really interesting to note his statement that he made on July 5th, 2016. His statement was very key for one specific reason only. The investigation on Hillary Clinton actually came as a referral. It actually wasn't from the FBI. No, it wasn't. Actually, it was a referral from the Inspector General of the Defense Intelligence Agency, which means that Hillary Clinton and crew and everything that has kind of happened in regards to 9/11 and all these options that have gone on, JFK, obviously, back in the day, being killed, I would say, JFK Jr. and obviously him being killed, and who took his seat in the Senate? I believe it was Hillary. All these things are counter-related. They're counter-related to a giant covert counterintelligence operation that was not started by the FBI. So ask yourself one question. Why on earth did James Comey come forward? Like I've told you from the beginning, I believe James Comey came forward because Hillary told him everything. Trump laughed about this at the White House Correspondents' Dinner with Hillary before, saying that Hillary told James Comey everything on the 4th of July weekend. Now, all of a sudden, on the 5th of July, James Comey makes a giant statement about Hillary's email investigation and clears her. And then a few weeks later, all of a sudden, you have him coming forward right before the election and say, well, we discovered a bunch of new emails. And what did he do? He scuttled Hillary's points. Now, to really wrap your mind around all of this and what I've just said, You need to listen to this more than once. If it's your first time listening, I do apologize because this probably went way above your head. And that's okay. Go to theawakener.ca. Theawakener.ca is your best resource for you to understand what is happening. It's a giant war, ladies and gentlemen. It's a giant war for control of this planet. And who is going to win and control all the resources? It's a giant war between good and evil. That's all for now. Take care.